Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our show, Geeks Are Wired Podcast. It is episode number, what is it?
361.
Ooh, big numbers. We're almost close to 404. Or 403, because you're going to be forbidden. Anyways, if you're wondering, on this podcast, we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, or TDLR, as I like to say, the Internet of Things.
Your OCD has been alphabetical order.
Yeah. Except for the CDO.
Oh, yeah.
As it should be. If you'd like to contact us, you can do so at geeksarewired@gmail.com if you want to email us. If you'd like to call us or text us or just, you know, leave us a message, it's 801-896-4335, spells geek. Or you can also donate to us on Patreon and get that glorious Patreon perks.
Access and to the Discord.
Yeah, which is access to the Discord. You can get the show early and a bunch of other stuff.
Yes, certainly awesome and help supportive.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can get another 361 episodes.
That would be 700 something.
Yay, math.
That's as much as I can do.
722.
Okay, I'll just take your word for it, because I'm not going to fact check that.
Well, 6 plus 6 is 12.
Yeah.
1 plus 1 is 2.
In normal math, unless it's chemistry.
Oh.
And you have to deal with significant figures.
It's a prime number. Don't check that.
Okay. Anyways, today we just have myself, Anthony, and Abilium.
Myself too?
Yeah, you have yourself too.
Yay! And ourselves.
This is all you got today, so if you don't like us, I'm sorry.
No.
You're just going to have to either deal with it or just, you know, go bye-bye.
Or but listen. Wait, there's intrigue.
There's intrigue?
There's always intrigue.
There's intrigue. Is this okay? Well, I guess let's get to it. Amazon Video works on Chromecast now.
Yay! It kind of. Well, it doesn't work as much as well as they promised.
But can a Fire TV stream YouTube now?
I don't know. I don't have a Fire Stick.
Yeah.
And I didn't search that. Hmm. We'll have to figure out who owns Fire Sticks. Ask them.
Hmm?
I'm assuming that they both worked at the same time, but there's a chance that Google could get theirs working faster than Amazon's.
I believe that.
Especially where it was supposed to be when it started working, if you had an Echo, you were supposed to be able to go, hey, Madam A, play such and such on the Chromecast. And it was going, yeah, sure. So,
really?
Yeah, it's supposed to.
But it doesn't.
No, actually, the Echo goes, I don't have that skill installed. Go and install it. And while I was searching it, it was a popular search to find.
Oh.
Was no skill. The Chromecast, or the Chrome, my Chrome, not Chromes, Home Hubs, and
your
all that.
Your Google Homes.
Minis. Yeah. They were just like, I can't do that, Dave. And it was really
a howl.
It was very funny because actually they answered, and for weirdness, multiple of them answered. I'm like, okay.
Wait, did they all answer?
There was multiple. No, that was when the internet went out. When the internet goes out, they all answer.
Yeah, because they can't tell. Because I think it sends off the telemetry to
all of them.
Well, it sends off the telemetry to the cloud. Like, they all listen, and then just they end up being quiet after a little bit, as long as there's internet.
Yeah.
But, so, it works then? Amazon Video sort of works on Chromecast?
So you have to cast from your devices. So you have to cast from a device playing Amazon Video. So
you have to cast from your phone.
Or tablet.
And then press the little, like,
TV modified with the three lines or three.
Yeah, you press that, and then it casts it.
Correct.
Okay.
Works pretty well.
Not super convenient though.
Not when you
well,
just want to.
Not as convenient.
Yeah, but it's basically like Hulu and all the other ones that don't automatically work with Chromecast.
Okay. Well, That was fun. Neat.
Just wanted to, you know, I feel like they snuck it out. Even though, like, if you open Amazon Prime Video or the Amazon Video, you're like, oh, hey, yeah, there's that.
I have that familiar icon again.
Yeah. Well, and I didn't have it installed because I was, like, not casting anything, but I installed it because I started, like, watching a few things on my tablet.
Yeah.
And I saw the icon, and I'm like, I want to check something. Huh, look at that. There's the living room TV.
So you found this out on your own?
Yeah.
Okay.
I heard other people were getting, pop-ups or stuff. Yeah, this is straight up on my own. I haven't seen any articles, so I was actually like, hey, people, if you have the Chromecast... And you did the same thing as I did way back when, invested all of your videos into Amazon, now you can watch them on your Chromecast again.
Yay. For now.
Yes, until they get mad.
Yeah. How long do you think that'll take?
I don't know, with Congress yelling at everybody over privacy and play niceness,
mm-hmm.
and the we'll sell your data but you can't type of stuff. At least 3 to 6 weeks.
Okay.
No, I'm sure. I don't see it failing in the foreseeable future.
Well, I didn't see that happening last time either, but it did.
Yeah.
And then Amazon took it a step further and just didn't offer any Google products on their stuff ever.
Google did the same thing with all their partners they were working with. They weren't selling any Amazon products.
Yeah. After Amazon did it, though, I think.
Yeah, but... They both had big old chunks of stuff, and Amazon's also getting yelled at for selling, or for competing, for being a marketplace to sell stuff and selling stuff. So they are gaining an advantage over what needs to be sold, or what is sold, and they enter into that market, and they're outdoing their third-party sellers. So,
yeah,
that is causing some questionableness with the European Union. I think the U.S. is kind of looking into it.
That's what happens with a monopoly. Like, they don't quite have a monopoly, but they basically have a monopoly.
Yeah.
Like, people buy on Amazon versus eBay because eBay had a really bad reputation years ago. And, like, when I think of eBay, I think of, oh, that's where you go to buy, like, used stuff or where third-party sellers sell stuff. I don't go there to go buy, like... Brand new things like DVDs or, Blu-rays or an iPod or something.
So that was something interesting. They were one of the big competitors against Prime Day also.
eBay was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had consoles cheaper than everyone else. They were doing all sorts of things. And I agree with you. I don't think of eBay as the seller, even though eBay... is a seller, mm-hmm. or at least prepping up people like, hey, sell out the new products, but they're doing quite a bit better, and there's a lot more security and mm-hmm. stuff behind it now, but it's still kind of like, oh yeah, there is that thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And with Amazon, you can get free 2-day shipping if you have Prime, which most everyone does.
And most locations, not all.
And there's some locations that even give you 1 day.
Yep, they're really working on that one.
Like, I got offered 1 day here once.
And I think
that was when my Amazon account got locked.
And then I think they're offering same day in very, very remote locations.
You can do same day in a city in Austin, I think, or in Texas. I think it's Austin.
Yes. Limited. And I shouldn't say remote. Limited.
It's limited, yeah. It's pretty cool, though, because when you're like, oh, I want this snack, it'll take like 2 or 3 hours, but you'll get it.
But it's something they're also trying to enter into is more into the market for food delivery, see what they can do with that, but you have to deal with all the safeties.
They also have those little tiny outlet malls, right? Not outlet malls, but a store
in some places. That's something else that actually is interesting. China has had these type of stores for some time, and...
Like Amazon's?
Yeah, like, you go to these stores, and all you do is you go there to buy little bits of groceries mm-hmm. or just minimal products.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody needs to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Store vending machine.
Yeah.
China is, nobody's going to them anymore, pretty much.
Really?
Yeah, so that's usually China sets trends because of the such the massive population. Mm-hmm. As they start changing, so does the world in conjunction. And this is one of them that everyone's like, oh, maybe these, you know, nobody in the store, because people are just seeing them as a display or whatever.
I mean, it depends on the item. Like, that's how.
Well, vending machine, yeah.
Best Buy was like that too.
Well, and there's places in companies that have these, you know, walk in, buy your product.
Mm-hmm.
And there, so if China is any trend, even these and these lock, unless they're the super locked up ecosystems, they might start losing it because you're basically going to a vending machine that happens to be a small room.
Yeah. I don't know. I like the idea of a small store like that. Like,
if there's a fairly convenient option, I might go to a regular store, even if it was work or anything, because it's usually a lot cheaper. You know, put a person there and take away the robot. Some odd reason, it gets cheaper.
Depends.
Yeah.
Like, you don't see a person for every vending machine. Like, there's a reason why vending machines are there.
Yeah.
Because they just sit there.
And what they're saying is that the vending machines, like, well, Japan, they're super popular for vending machines.
They even have online places where you can go and play one remotely.
Yeah.
Like, that's a huge market.
And that is a vending machine. It's not a house or a small room that you walk into like Amazon's. So I'm kind of curious how Amazon's going to react to that information.
They probably will, if they can get the same day delivery stuff everywhere, or in most places, they probably won't do it.
They'll probably shut down the stores.
Yeah. But if they can't do that, I could see them keeping the stores around. Like, for groceries and stuff, it absolutely makes sense, I think.
For the same day delivery, or for those little convenience stores?
Both. Because, like, some people, and I'm tried to be one of these, and I kind of like the idea, is you get your food the day that you need it. Especially, like, meat and stuff.
Yeah, on demand, or as
like
needed.
You go to the store and just go pick it up and, like,
go home and go eat.
Go home, cook and cook it, go eat, and then you don't have to worry about freezing it, worrying about the freezer taking away the texture because you froze it and not flash froze it because no one can flash freeze stuff.
What?
You don't have a flash freezer.
You don't know.
No, I do.
I have a bat cave. Wait, no, I don't have a bat cave.
You're not supposed to admit that, Bill.
Here, take this pill.
Which one is it, the red or the blue one?
Pick. Your choice.
I don't remember the difference.
There you go. Perfect. You already forgot.
Anyways, Amazon rant or segment aside. That's cool. Can we talk about Minecraft Earth?
Okay. What do you
I'm
got?
I'm just excited for it. They got a lot of, like, they let people in Seattle and London, like, close a very limited beta play it. They mostly picked really popular Minecraft YouTubers, but, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Build up the popularity.
Obvious in a way. But it's kind of cool because you have a. So the building, it's not like I thought it would be where people were just building out in the middle of nowhere. And the build stayed there. Because that would have been cool, in my opinion, but obviously very suspect as far as trusting people what to build. Because people on the internet like to build stuff that, again, questionable. but as far as it goes, they demoed like a way to do, I'm trying to think of the best way to put this. The YouTuber I watched was Mumbo Jumbo, but on his, he had basically just there's a table that they were playing on, and they put the playing board there, and like they showed people going around like building stuff on it. They showed the combat style mechanics where you had a sword and you could attack stuff, or you could shoot a bow. And then they also had a mode where you could basically go, like, it takes it out of this tabletop mode and blows it up into, like, a big room. And you can actually go walking through your build. And you can light stuff on fire. It burns. Redstone works. It's just pretty cool. I think I'll enjoy it, though I'm probably going to have the same problem with it as I do with Harry Potter, in that it's too much.
Too much work.
Too much. Well, when you're walking around, it doesn't look like it's that much work. Like, it's like Pokemon Go and Harry Potter, in that when you're walking around on the paths, there's resources that you collect to pick up. So it's probably more Harry Potter-esque in that essence.
Or even Ingress.
Or,
Ingress, you just wander around and you naturally pull in the resources.
Okay. No, it's not quite like that. It's more like Harry Potter, where you, like, you have the towers and stuff where you collect the resources, but you also have just the floating ingredients everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be more like the floating ingredients everywhere.
Ah.
And you just pick up stuff. There's ways to trigger dungeons and stuff where you have to fight mobs.
Kind of like the port keys in Harry Potter.
Yeah, I didn't get that far, but yeah. Based on what I'm seeing, yeah, but it's like, what's going on the video right now?
We'll put it in the show notes.
Yeah, but you have an inventory, you collect reward boxes, aka loot boxes, but yeah, it's just kind of neat.
Like, it's, so are you collecting mobs?
Yeah, you can collect mobs too. There's a rare one, you can collect the muddy pig.
Yeah.
But it's just kind of cool, and like it looks pretty normal right there. And, like, you can see...
They're, like, on a tabletop.
Yeah, that's the tabletop mode. And you can switch out builds, so whenever you switch out this one, you basically get this, like, black bottomless pit, and it's really deceiving on AR mode, because it looks like a bottomless pit, because it blends in that well.
Huh.
And then the build just, like, falls away. And then another one pops up. And it's just really cool. Like, this is probably going to be gimmicky, and it may not last that long, but...
Yeah,
people thought that about Pokemon Go.
Actually, people thought about that with Minecraft in general.
Yeah. Which, by all rights, Minecraft isn't that, like, technically... Oh,
they built it, and then they placed it in, so you can wander through the building?
Yeah, wandering through thing. And you can actually, like, when your phone, like, you saw the table there, how... You know how in Minecraft you make a table by a...
Whoa, that was kind of eerie. What? Like, when they show, like, the drop... Yeah, like you think you're going to like can step down into it.
But so there, you know how in Minecraft how people can build tables, they put like a fence post and then a pressure plate above it?
Yeah.
To look like a table? Well, if the pressure plate's on the ground and you walk over it, like with your phone, you activate it. So it's kind of cool. Like it has like presence sensors and stuff like that. I'm kind of really, really wanting to see what redstone, like... good redstone people can do, because people have built really awesome redstone contraptions in Minecraft before.
Yeah.
So I'm really, really wanting stuff like that to happen in this version. And it looks like they support at least basic redstone. So I'm wondering if the rules for redstone in like the Java edition or the Pocket edition will just directly transfer over, or if they've been modified somewhat. Yeah, I'm excited. I think it's supposed to come to iOS first, as far as an open beta for everyone. But
well, I'm glad I have no loyalties. I just have to now.
You'll just have to carry around your iPad.
I'll have a bigger view than you.
It's actually really nice having that bigger view.
Yeah.
Because the YouTuber I was watching, he had... Well, it wasn't his, but they had a demo unit, and it was a tablet.
Yeah.
And it was nice seeing how big of a thing they had, because then they had someone else right next to him who just had the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so tiny. Like, it's so small looking at, because you have it in portrait mode. And, like, that gives you good, like, vertical looking, but not good horizontal looking, so you can't really see everything without backing up. But, yeah. Should be fun. Should be cool. I don't know what's next.
I was adding it to the show notes initially.
Yep, you are.
And there it is. So there'll be a link in the show notes.
Oh, we're going to talk about the robot?
The Rubut, yes.
The Rubut?
Rubut will take over the world.
The Boston Dynamics? Or is this just one example?
This is the latest to be released to public. So Boston Dynamics ended up working with a new company, or a Japanese company, SoftBank? Said it.
This looks yes. So derpy.
I know. Well, okay. So this is also the one in April Fools. The robot attacked somebody. It lost control and it jokingly attacked people.
Oh, I see.
So there was the joke about that. But they are going to work at selling robots. This company already sells robots, with such as Pepper Robot and Fetch Robotics. But they're supposed to sell them to the public. There's no price out there. There's currently companies who do sell robots who also don't want to release their price publicly.
So it's going to be expensive is what you're saying.
They're probably going to be expensive.
Dang it. I wanted a robot dog.
But they also, this company currently sells like smaller robots or variations.
Mm-hmm.
And the nice thing about the Boston Robot one is you can add arms on it. You can switch out parts. So they want to be like the Android of robots is what they were saying.
Oh, I see.
Looks like it could be a lot of fun. It reminds me of the Black Mirror episode with the robots that decide to hunt down people.
I mean, they could easily do that. You just take off the, like on this one, it's a just a robot with an arm.
Like on the top of his head?
Yeah, an arm on the top of its head. You could replace that arm with a gun really easily.
Well, in the Black Mirror episode, the thing lost a leg and decided to attach a knife to the end of its where its leg used to be.
I've seen not the Black, I've seen Black, not Black Mirror that way, but I think I've seen that in cartoons.
Yeah.
Where that's happened and it's been this style of robot. Like, these are eerily cute, but
and in the old days,
creepy.
Like, this is, they've been working on this for a while. Like, this is the one that they pushed on the side, like the pack mule type idea, and it kind of lost balance for a sec, but it stayed on all fours.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the nice thing. It's good for to go send through buildings that have fallen down, go send to remote locations,
mm-hmm.
keep people safe type of idea, go save people. And their idea is, there's even the question, like, who will they sell to? Who will they not sell to? Their idea, their response, they'll sell to whoever wants to buy. Because there's always that, oh, what about governments and military?
Oh.
Yeah. But that's still good news, bad news type of thing. You know,
it
they
is
can
good
still
news, bad news. Like, good news for military is less people getting hurt. Bad news for military is less of our people getting hurt, but potentially more of theirs getting hurt.
It'll be like everyone was robots. They just send out robots to go fight each other.
And I'm in, like,
the Bruce Willis movie.
Tangent on this one. I'm confused on that. Like, not necessarily confused, but I'm conflicted on how I feel about that.
Robots fighting robots?
Yeah, is it just like, and like if you had just war rules, what do they call those? Like, rules that everybody generally follows and they don't break them because it's considered inhumane.
Like, oh, like I forgot. I'll probably think of it.
But like chemical weapons or something, for example. Like that's something that most
countries are not supposed to use.
Yeah, so I'm wondering if
Geneva
there would be
convention.
Like a,
that's the words.
So I'm wondering if there would be like a Geneva Convention version for robot wars where the robots can fight each other, but if they get like all the way to like a city or something, they stop. Or they then go into like no combat mode so that they don't hurt people or something. Like, it, to me, at that point, I'm just like wondering if wars at that point would be really a display of technological prowess, or if it would be just so that you could send out a legion of robots, murder not only the enemy's robots, but everybody else in that country, and then just move in.
But, yeah, you know, that is the thing about wars, like, that it evolves. It's not always the country. There's usually, like, groups.
Sometimes.
It's the thing about...
Lately, yeah.
But... And there's even police, like, even RoboCop, police enforcement, or how do you defend yourself against this thing, especially if these are being controlled by humans.
And to me, like, when I was looking at this robot...
This other one?
No.
Oh, the dog one?
The dog one, like, it just reminds me of... Oh, I have seen that one. I have seen that Black Mirror episode. The house or whatever, and
it's all in black and white.
Yeah, I have seen that one. Okay. Yeah, that no, that's why I'm creeped out by this.
Yeah.
Because it was just, it didn't give up. It lost its leg. Oh, look, a knife. We'll just use that.
Well, and do you remember, like, they either explode or they send out a thing.
Yeah.
Which puts trackers on people.
Yeah. Painfully, too.
Yeah, well, it embeds it.
Yeah. Like, you know what's there. It's not like a little tiny, like, nano robot. It's a big honking piece of machine that just like embeds itself into your skin, and then you bleed. I forgot about that episode.
I have to look at the name of it, because I'm gonna name it, and it's going to
just
be
like
just
a Black Mirror robot episode.
Oh, that probably wouldn't have been that either. I think it was last season, not at season 5, and not Bandersnatch. It was Metalhead.
Oh, yeah, okay. I have seen season 4 and 5. When you said it was season 1 or 2, I was like...
No. Within the last few seasons.
Okay. That one wasn't bad. Like, I like these seasons. My favorite episode is still the Star Trek one. But
yeah.
I like Star Trek, so... It's also the highest rated one in this... No, it's not. Never mind. Hang the DJ is that highest rated one.
That was a pretty good one.
What was that one about?
About the
love
app, or the, you know, finding
a weird one.
The perfect match. And then Black Museum. That one was...
That was weird.
Awesome. I like that one.
That's cool, but yeah, it was weird. I'm also unsure on the timeline on that, because she drives around an old classic car, but it's probably also... Isn't it electric-powered, actually?
It is, because she plugs it in, because she pulls into a gas station that doesn't have a thing, and she lays down a solar panel and plugs it into where the...
Okay, I'm still confused on the timeline on that, then, still, but... Just because I don't know how far ahead it is.
Well, it's far enough that a lot of these little events had happened, but not quite...
Not quite far enough to where driving around that big old car would be impractical.
Yeah, and it's not
or annoying.
15 million merits far.
Only 3 episodes in season 1?
The British seasons, when BBC owned it,
uh-huh.
There were only 3 episodes per season.
Oh, I didn't know that. Huh.
15 million merits. One of the better ones.
Oh, merits, not credits.
Yeah, same concept.
Eh. No, a merit is like you gain it. Like, you got a merit. Or is that a demerit?
Demerit is you lose stuff.
Oh, okay. White bear, be right back. The Waldo moment, that didn't get very good reviews.
Oh, there's a lot of stuff.
White Christmas, I did watch also.
Well, it's one of the better ones. It's one that they tied into season 2. That isn't technically part of season 2 yet.
That's why. I was like, I haven't seen season 2, but I've seen the rest of these. Sorry, I've seen that one.
White Christmas.
That was part of probably season 3, wasn't it, technically?
It was, before Netflix got it, it was marked as season 3 through a lot of places. Once Netflix officially got it, because Netflix did season 3, then they tied it to season 2.
Oh.
But it's kind of like Bandersnatch. It's not really part of a season. It's a Christmas special, actually.
Mm-hmm.
That was actually what was interesting is when Netflix this last time only released 3 episodes instead of their standard 6.
Interesting. All right, what's next?
All right. We're talking about the Rubits taking over.
The Rubits?
Yes.
Yeah, it's eerily cute, creepy thing.
Yeah. Let's see. There's so many. Let's just go with... You had questions about this.
Yeah, let's do that. That was the one I was going to say.
So, LG is working on GPay. And
I don't understand why they keep doing the GPay. So, one second, I need water.
The GPay is not Google Pay. It is LG's special pay, kind of like Samsung's. And it's only going to be on the G8 Think phones.
So... What annoys me about the way that they keep doing G is that back whenever a lot of people were getting smartwatches, like a lot of Android like people who made Androids were trying to make watches as well because they were new and that was supposed to be the next coolest thing. Well, LG made one. It was called the LG G watch or something like that. And then they came out, that was a square one. And then they came out with a round one. I swear it was called like LG, like LG G RG watch or something like that. Like it was something super confusing to say. I don't remember exactly what it was, but I feel like they did the same thing here. It's like LG G Pay. Like you shouldn't have to say G that many times.
G.
LG J.
G.
G. LG G Pay. I don't
G,
know.
G, Anthony. I don't know what's your problem with G's.
I'm going to have to look up the watch now because okay. I feel like it's.
So,
I'm giving it justice.
It's going to be limited banks. It's, you were saying it's going to go the way of the Fitbit Pay, which Fitbit Pay isn't dead, but it's definitely not popular.
I've never seen it anywhere.
It's used in the New York transit system.
Really?
Yes. I know. That's the thing. I'm like, it's not dead by any means. And in fact, it's in places I would never have expected it to be. But this one, unlike Google's, this is the one thing that Google needs and Apple both need to just get to figure out. It's like Samsung's. It will work if there's a if you can swipe your card, not the chip, but you can swipe it, or the NFC.
The magnetic strip. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But the magnetic strip is hopefully going to go away soon.
Come on, we're talking about a technology that
I know.
Oh, 60 years old?
I know, but
70?
Really,
I don't know, it's stupid old.
Really insecure.
Wait, when did film come around?
I don't know.
Maybe 100. Actually, the technology might be like 100 years old.
Yeah, but I mean the application of it in the finance field.
Yeah, that's late, but it was even old when it was brought into the finance field.
So?
It's old.
I know.
It's stupid old.
Yeah.
It should have.
Not secure either.
By any means. No. It wasn't secure when it came, when it
even
was
the
being used.
Even the NFC chips they put on them now aren't that secure.
They're more secure.
They're more secure, but they're still not that secure.
But the nice thing also about it, though, is the security behind, you have to touch it, you have to accept it, you have to fingerprint, so you, the NFC.
No, what I mean
wait,
by.
Wait, oh, you're talking about. You're not talking
on
about
the actual card.
So you're not talking about the. Oh, yeah, the tap.
I'm
talking
about
the phone.
About this.
Yeah, I'm talking about the phones. Those have a lot more security behind them.
Yeah, because it won't energize the coil until you have some kind of authentication done on your device.
And you have to approve it. You have to be there. You have to, yes, approve your credit card being a tap.
Yeah, and so someone could skim that and then just, like, replicate it or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's hard because you have to be close to them, but it's still doable.
And if they have NFC blocking wallets or anything like that.
Which you're supposed to have if you have them.
So that's the other thing, is the technology to prevent it from being stolen advanced faster than and grew faster than the technology came along to steal it. Because there's not really a lot of people going like, oh, there's this information, my credit card's been stolen. Because it's become such a problem and so easy to get the blockers, this is how technology should really evolve, is the prevention should be more up front instead of an after the fact.
Yeah.
So, because the technology's there to steal it, but people having all the, you know, these type of wallets or, you know, purses or whatever, backpacks, it helps prevent or hinder it, mass stealing.
Okay, so back to the watch. It was called LG Watch R, but I swear there was another G in there somewhere. It doesn't matter, though. Yeah, LG G Watch R. That's what it was called.
GG.
Just seems like I don't know why they keep doing GG.
I see. I thought you were going with the idea of Google had all their G suites and G stuff, just like Apple had their I things.
No, and that part makes sense. And it, like, maybe
well, LG,
the LG
has a G.
I was about to say maybe the LG part does too, but it's
life
just
is
too
good.
Many. Life is good. Good pay. Is that what that's supposed to stand for?
Why not?
Life is good, great pay.
I think it's life is good.
No.
Is that what LG stands for?
LG stands for life's good.
Life's good. Life's good, good pay.
It just rolls off the tongue.
With your thank you. or Thin Q, good eight. Good game.
GG.
Good golly.
Yeah, but I wish that part, that feature is cool. Mimicking the magnetic stripe. Because a lot of people don't know that their Samsung can do that either.
Yeah. They're just like, oh, it works. And I was like, oh, yeah, if you have an Android, it'll just work like the Samsungs work. No, no, this is not the same technology.
Yeah. Though, does Samsung support Google Pay at all? Or is it only Samsung Pay?
What do you... Okay, wait.
Does Samsung support Google Pay, like paying with NFC-enabled stuff that is Google Pay only?
If you, because of the NFC and because it's Android on the phone, you can play through Google Pay, but it is only NFC. It will not work with the stripes.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. I was just wondering if it would work, because I know with Apple Pay, which it's not really a big deal for them, because I've never found an instance where they supported Apple or Android Pay but not Apple. It's usually the way around, just because there's...
I've seen more Apples than Android. Mm-hmm. Or the people usually turn the one on before they turn the other one on.
Well, usually what ends up happening, I think, is if they have one, it generally means they have both. Mm-hmm. Like, even though, like on this one, just that simple little common credit card device that most people, like smaller shops especially, have. Even though they may only have the Apple, like, it's literally a sticker, like it's an Apple sticker they have on the back of it. It probably also has Android.
I've actually asked a few places at, and they're like, I don't know, like, it could try. Like, sure, why not? What's the worst? It doesn't work. Yeah. It works.
Well, to them, it just means you wasted their time, but...
Yeah, or it works or it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody else in line, usually.
Yeah. But there's no one else in line than me, whatever. But
yeah.
If you're holding up the line, dang it, Bill.
I had to just pull my credit card out of my wallet, stick it into the machine, and wait for the machine to yell at me to take my credit card out of the machine.
I don't find that annoying. A lot of people hate that, though.
Hi. I'm one of those. Why? Because I don't need the machine to be, like, loudly, like...
Okay. A lot of... Like, usually what ends up happening is I'm staring at it the whole time. As soon as it says, please remove card, I just yank it.
Yeah, it's already yelling at you.
Not all of them.
A lot of... Too many of them. Let's go
I
with that.
I think they've changed a lot of them to where they don't do that anymore.
Too many.
Like, Fred Meyer doesn't do that. Do you like the one that's like, doo-doo-doo?
Yeah, I don't mind that.
Okay, you hate the one that's like, eh, eh, eh.
Yeah. Okay. And was it Walgreens, I still think, has the best POS system, because it goes... The moment after your card's in there, it goes, do you want money back? And on that, so you can press, you know, or you can press one of the monies we want, or you can ignore it and type in your PIN. So if you don't press anything, you're not getting change back. If you push one of the buttons and then type in your PIN all on the same screen, it's seamless. I don't need to go through these 25 screens of, do you want money? Are you sure you don't want money? Is this a debit card or a credit card? Is this, you put in your PIN, put in your social security number, put in your zip code.
Put in the PIN and then the zip code. I've never had anything asked for myself.
And then sign it. I've had people had me sign it after I put in my PIN. I'm like...
For a debit card?
Yes.
What? That doesn't make any sense.
I know. I'm like, why? There's literally no place to sign on this piece of paper. And there's sometimes there is. I'm like, why?
I don't know. Sometimes they enable... Like, if it's more than $25, a lot of places will make you sign it.
It is literally a POS.
Yeah.
Point of sale.
I know.
Or the other words.
Or the other acronym.
All right. I ranted.
You did rant.
All right.
But I still prefer that over the swiping, because a lot of the times the swipe doesn't work.
You just wrap a piece of paper around it, you swipe it.
That doesn't work all the time either.
You
wrap
a plastic
really
bag
inconvenient.
You lick the card, and you just, you slide it through quickly.
You don't know where that card's been.
And also the chip actually has issues too.
Usually
you just like shove the card in there even harder.
Yeah, that's usually it.
It's kind of like the old Nintendo thing. Just blow on it. Let there be liquid on it.
That hurt it more, but over time. No, my favorite is still the NFC. NFC-enabled stuff, that's still my favorite. Even though, like, we do have a kiosk at work where it literally, like, I hold my watch up to it. This thing's already beeped, but it takes, like, 3 seconds for the other thing to beep before Like, if I take it away before then, it doesn't finish. Every other place I go to, it's like, you hold it up. As soon as I hear a beat, I'm good.
Yeah.
I can just move my arm away. But I hold it there out of habit because a lot of places, there's a lot of some places that it doesn't work that way.
I admit, outside of the area, it was nice when it worked.
Oh, it was?
The NFC, the tapping. I didn't have to touch things. It was nice. Don't want to touch things.
You don't like touching things?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have to touch, you know, you have to touch that, all those numbers. Actually, that was something else that was weird. It's like sometimes they, even though I tapped it, it's like, put in your PIN. Like, first time I asked, I'm like, what PIN? Actually, to think about it, I'm like, I guess I used the card's PIN?
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it was weird. I was like, I just went through Google. And
yeah, I have my debit card on my phone. I've never used it. Like, as far as, like, with NFC.
Yeah.
I always use my credit card. So, it may, I've never run into that issue.
Yeah, I
probably would ask for my PIN.
Said credit cards are not necessary. I'll spend the money I have.
Well, with credit cards, it's...
I know, yeah, then there's advantages to having credit
cards.
You
have advantages, and you also have, like, if for whatever reason it gets stolen or you have it hooked up to an account, which you have it hooked up to another account, which then buys $200 worth of bits. It was much easier...
Merits. Remember.
Sorry. No, it was bits. We're talking Twitch here. It was much easier to go to my credit card and be like, hey, I didn't authorize this. And like, okay. If I did that to my bank, they would have been like, well, I don't know. Especially if they somehow got my debit PIN and used that. It's almost impossible to argue for... Like, if it was a debit transaction, you're probably not going to get it back.
Yeah.
It's really hard.
Well, unless they... Don't do the two-factor authentication, but because you have, that's why they have to have the chip and they have to have the PIN. So if a company only does one, the company's at fault and not the bank or you.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And that's why, like,
in that case, it's really hard to get to do that unless they steal your, like, literally steal the physical card.
Yeah.
Because you can't, as far as I know, you can't copy the chip.
Because it randomly generate the next round.
Yeah, whenever you put it in, it's like those two-factor authentication keychains that you can get.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that.
Well, that's why the PIN's supposed to do it. It's supposed to randomize it, and then the PIN's supposed to secure it. Actually, along with two-factor authentication.
Did you have anything else to say about that before we move on?
No.
Okay.
Did you?
Nope.
All right. So, actually, with that, just two-factor authentication is just good. Actually, Google is even going, like, unless you're, like, being stayed, you know, chased after by some government entity or something. Even the terribleness of text being taken,
it's
just having that.
Nothing,
yeah, that is pretty much
I
it.
I still hate it if they offer text. Like, I will always choose email.
Yeah.
Especially when my email is protected by a two-factor authentication app that's on my phone.
And I actually installed Authy, and I can transfer it from device to device, and I don't have to worry about re-authenticating a million different things.
Yeah.
And I was like, that is awesome. I love Microsoft's because it goes, you know, hey, you type in your email address. All right, we'll send you a notification. And your phone pops and it's like, press on the number that matches the one on the screen. Oh, you didn't authorize this? Well, don't worry, we'll lock that down for you. Or it's so nice. And, like, you'll get the notification if somebody ends up going, like, oh, I really want to use my password and this password instead because I have already gotten that from somebody. You still got the notification. You're like, nope, that's not me. Lock it up.
Yeah. Google's doesn't do that.
No.
If you're using their account services, though, it will send you, at least on an iPhone, it sends a notification to your Gmail, which you then click on, and then you click yes or no.
Yeah, it does on Android.
But on
Android
as
well.
I think it's more streamlined.
Yeah.
To where you can just, like, when the notification pops up, you literally have a yes or a no on there.
You can do it through that. Microsoft's actually can at points, too, where it's not quite the number. You can also just click yes. Because it goes like, oh, you've been on this one before. We'll just, you know, speed this up.
Mm-hmm.
But with that, Microsoft now has, if you have a OneDrive account, you now have a personal vault protection that has two-factor authentication. You'll have to have it on. It is a fully encrypted section on your OneDrive.
What would be the point of that?
Hide whatever you want to hide.
Okay.
Hide your porn.
I'm just wondering.
Or whatever else. Hide your secrets. But that means Microsoft can't access it. Nobody else can access it. And every time you want to walk into it, you have to
some kind of two-factor.
Mm-hmm. So if you walk away from your computer, you come back to it, it wants two-factor again.
Yeah. It's kind of a weird thing, but
so
might,
obviously
that makes sense.
Yeah. And it's not your entire OneDrive. It is the section, section you define mm-hmm. at so
it could be your entire OneDrive.
It could. And it is still the amount that is available to you. So if you have the free one, you have like the 5 gigs. If you have the paid subscription, you have a terabyte's worth. Which I've even heard on the terabyte, it's still actually unlimited, because if you cross the terabyte, they're like, sure, here's some more space.
Yeah. I think Google's that way too. Maybe not.
I've never.
They used to be, I think.
Oh. That might be true with Microsoft as well. They used to be. They might not be anymore. But they don't have anything higher at the moment yet.
Oh, that might be why.
Yeah.
So if they ever do add anything higher and you have more than that, you probably won't get more. But you'll probably be, like, grandfathered in to where your account just doesn't, like, die.
You probably can't add to it if it's anything. Because if you pay for the OneDrive account for the additional space,
mm-hmm.
then you stop paying, you can't, and you're over the minimum, you can't add to it. You can pull out, but you can't add to it. So
no, what I was saying, though, was, like, if they, like, say you have the terabyte one, you put 5 terabytes on there. If they add in a new tier after the fact that's like 2 terabytes or something, but you're already over that 5, what I'm going to guess they'll do is...
They may...
And I think they'll do this because Microsoft is kind of this way. Like, they're kind of nice like that. In this aspect, I think. You'd get however much you have, and then you can take away and add to it, but it can't ever go over that. Or they might round you up to, like, the next terabyte or something.
Of course, they also might never go above that anyways,
they
not
probably,
care,
yeah.
because they just made a deal with AT&T.
What was that?
AT&T is going to use Azure.
Really?
Yeah, they're using Microsoft's cloud storage. And
for what?
Apparently AT&T is wanting to expand and try to work with various things. Microsoft's like, yeah, we want to get into the 5G as well. So it's another thing in the list of stuff that they're pulling away from Amazon.
Nice. Okay. I get it.
Yeah.
I can dig it.
So?
Like, I like Amazon. Their AWS system is cool, but it's nice to have some, like, meaningful competition.
Yeah.
Like, some direct competition. Like, there's always DigitalOcean, but they're not exactly the same. Like, DigitalOcean is more of you ask for the resources every time, whereas Amazon's is like, hey, you need 100 servers at this time? Sure, we'll just ramp you up. Whereas DigitalOcean's like, oh, you need 100 servers? Well, we'll build 100. You got to set them up now. Like, you can have automated systems do it. But that's not as streamlined. And then, of course, you got your other, like, weird, like, cloud at costs or...
Yeah.
Don't go to them, by the way. Don't be tempted by their cheap prices. Unless you're okay with your server randomly crashing. All the time.
You got Google. You got Amazon. You got Microsoft.
Oh, yeah. Google's a thing, too.
Yeah. They're trusted. These are, you know... fairly trustworthy companies. At least they're not, you know, you don't have to worry about competing as much. Hmm. Depending on what's, like, Walmart's not chose Microsoft because they're competing directly against Amazon.
Oh, I see.
So if you're not competing against Amazon, Amazon's not terrible.
Well, even then, like, I think Microsoft's is still slight more money than Amazon is, but...
But would you rather pay the one company that's not going to put you out of business a little bit more money, or pay the other company less money?
No, I agree. But you also have the thing of, I think Microsoft, especially right now where they're trying to get people to sign on, they're probably flexible with their contracts.
Yeah.
Whereas Amazon's like, you don't want to pay $100 for this. You only want to pay $95. Yeah, sorry. It's $100. Like, they can strong arm you because... They can.
Well, but Microsoft could too, but Microsoft seems to want to be a nice player. They're, yes, there's times when they felt like they were the bad bully, but they've had to protect themselves because they are popular.
Yeah. Like, they tried to be the bad bully. Like, that worked well for them for a long time, and then the market changed, and then they didn't, and then they had to play catch-up.
Well, I'm not sure if even they were the bad bully. They felt like they were, or people felt like they were.
I still think they're the bad bully. Like, they almost got broken up because of being in a monopoly.
They kind of sort of vaguely did, because their hardware and software divisions are...
They did, but it could have been way worse. Different,
yeah. They didn't get the Ma Bell treatment.
Which, you know, doesn't matter now anyways, but...
And, you know, Google's probably the next big one on the chopping block, or Amazon even.
Google or Amazon, I think. I'm almost putting my money on Google, though. And that's why they, like, the reason why they've split up into Alphabet is because they want to try to mitigate that from happening.
Yeah.
But it still doesn't matter, because you have a parent company who owns all these little companies. Mm-hmm. It's still technically a monopoly.
It's an umbrella corporation.
You still control the majority of the market.
And the zombies.
Like, no.
Umbrella Corp.
No, it's not this. Not yet.
Zombies. And the robot dogs.
Like, if it weren't for Amazon or Apple, they'd probably have a monopoly suit on them already. So. Then at the same token, if it weren't for Apple or for Google, Apple would have one. Like, if Android never existed... Well, it could be a BlackBerry, Windows Phone, and iPhone world. What a world that would be.
Palm.
Palm was already dead by that point, wasn't it?
They'll be back.
Already tried. So is BlackBerry. Yeah. BlackBerry's released new phones.
Underneath somebody else's name.
No, they were still BlackBerry.
Well, they were BlackBerry, but they were under...
They were like Android phones, yeah. But they were still BlackBerry.
I thought another company re-released them.
Mm-mm. Not that I know of, at least, but... At least with the BlackBerry phone, since I'm on the... You may as well Google it at this point to put it on the show notes, because we're talking about it. The BlackBerry phone. So, you know how on the old style, like the physical keyboard BlackBerries, where they had the stylus, like the palm stylus? It's palm style stylus. Not stylus. Pearl? Yeah, Pearl. We'll go with the Pearl, because they called it the BlackBerry Pearl. Anyways... On the keys, they had them kind of, like, staggered. So, like, you know how on a normal keyboard, the keys aren't directly under each other usually. They're usually, like, you have this row, and then the next row starts a little bit off.
Yeah.
On the newest BlackBerry phone, or at least the last one that I saw reviewed, it had a physical keyboard on, like, a phone, like, the style of, in a, like, your standard smartphone now. But the keys were straight. And, like, not even your touchscreen keyboards are like that. I don't know why they chose to do that. Like, that was... I think Linus Tech Tips did a review on it, and, like, they kind of liked it, but they hated that.
Which one are you talking about? The Key 2, the Priv, or the Key 1?
Key 2. Definitely Key 2.
Key 2. All right.
Like, the concept's cool, and I thought about possibly even getting it because I really like physical keyboards. But having the keys be the same, like, being in columns instead of staggered is just weird. Because it doesn't match up with your muscle memory.
Yeah.
Like, it's something you could get over, sure, but...
There's no Pearl.
No, it doesn't have that. There's it does somewhere. I thought it did.
On the back? I don't know.
No.
Nope. I don't see anything.
Anyways, the phone intrigued me, but another thing they were talking about was that the keyboard's kind of useless.
Aww.
Like, useless in that they'd much rather have the screen real estate for that, which I could agree.
Big phone.
Like, my ideal phone would be... And I think they're working on this, but you have your on-screen keyboard, but they have some kind of way to make the membrane feel like a, not a membrane, but like they have some kind of physical feedback where it feels like buttons. Like if you just...
It's not just the vibration, like, but actual like bumps on it.
Like if you move your finger, your thumb
so
over it,
I have no problem with that if my screen didn't need a screen protector, if my screen would not crack. When dropped.
I think, like, with the So iPhones, at least right now, they don't, they won't in the future, but they have 3D touch. Still works with
screen
protectors, most of them, unless you put like a plastic one on. So, yeah, the thumbprint doesn't though. I don't think if you put a screen protector on it.
It's like the one with the camera underneath the front-facing, or the front-facing camera that's underneath the screen. If you have a screen protector on it, it actually fuzzies up the camera.
Really?
Yeah. Because you've changed the layers.
Oh.
It's like putting a screen protector on your camera. It's not the same type of, it's not the right type of glass or right shape or anything.
Yeah, it changes the refraction. That makes sense. But, yeah, if you were wanting a BlackBerry, like, wanted to relive the days of old, they still exist. They haven't put out a new phone this year, though, so maybe they don't anymore.
Well, their website was up. I just couldn't find anything about phones on it.
Oh, really?
Before I went to Amazon.
What did it look like? Like, I saw you pull it up, but I didn't really look at it. Security software and services is what they go under products.
I did. Look at that. Applications, endpoint management, identify and access management, messaging, voice, and text, not cell phones, AI and predictive security, content collaboration,
go to all
automotive
products.
Devices, embedded. Right. Oops. No.
Yeah,
all products. We want the BlackBerry 2-factor authentication, the ad hoc, the Silence Protect, BlackBerry Dynamic Apps.
Does Key 2 just not exist?
And only on Amazon.
Go to Amazon again.
I was on Amazon. Look, there's Amazon.
I know.
Here, you want me to click on there, buy BlackBerry? We'll see what else they put up.
That's all they have on there.
The Key 2.
The Key 2.
Oh, wait, there was another one. And the Key 2 LE. Look, it gets smaller.
Ooh.
You know that? You know how much the keyboard takes up all that real estate? Well, you can have it in champagne and less real estate.
I still like the idea. Just like I like the idea. So, now that back to more phones. I might need to take a break and get more water.
No, we're pretty much at the end.
Yeah, okay. So, talk about this. So remember that E-Ink phone?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So Linus Tech Tips, which I've brought up before on this podcast, did a review on it. It's not great.
Were we really expecting it to be?
No, but I think they were saying, and I kind of agree with this, if it were cheaper, like $100 or more cheaper, probably would be worth getting or like trying out and
the Lite phone
swapping
too?
Out your SIM cards between two phones or something like that.
You're talking about the Lite phone too?
I think so. No.
Or is this a new one?
Go to Linus Tech Tips.
All right.
All of it. Dead Space was a creepy video game.
Dead Air.
Dead Air. Dead Air.
It's not awkward.
Dead Air, Dead Air, Dead Air. And then just go to videos, the video tab.
The video tab?
Yeah, on the top. Do you not know how to use YouTube?
Not on a PC.
Really? That's in my only way. Well, it's not my only way to watch it.
I yell at my Google, so, and it plays it on my TV. You know, everyone goes, clicking the links?
Yeah.
I actually, forgot that exists.
Oh. Okay, scroll down. Keep going.
This is getting really complicated.
I know. Yep. So click the search icon. keep going up.
It's not that one, right? It's not the 2-week
it is
battery
that
life
one, actually.
Smartphone. It's not the one that I'm just like.
It is that one.
Hey, look, I do have Etsy. And then they just, talk about the technology and how it goes and why it's 400 hours and.
So the phone wasn't. Okay, click where you just are. Yeah, that. Nope.
Right there?
Keep going forward.
How about there?
No, Bill.
All the way at the beginning. Yeah, like how you just like, you both have this same thing. You're like, put your hand on your head, like, oh my goodness.
You had a thumbnail of the specs right there.
Right there. If I click on that
and
let
wait.
Him go.
Keep going.
And then don't touch anything.
That's not what I thought it was looking
at. Oh, it's so we're talking about the MediaTek Helio P23.
I think that is the processor.
Oh.
So scroll down. Click on show more.
You're so demanding.
I am.
Checking out this one. The
buy e-ink displays on Amazon. Click that. The genie.us. That one.
That one?
Yes.
You're making this very... Look, it has covers. It has
I think
Kindles.
The phrase must just be like e-ink or something. Okay, yeah. Go back.
Demanding.
Maybe it's the Fuji. Anyways, just copy. Copy that.
Copy that?
Like the thing that you have highlighted.
And then go back to Amazon?
Yeah, go back to Amazon and just search.
And paste it in?
Yeah.
I have to like...
Yay, backseat driving for computer.
Through podcast.
I'm sure this is just riveting for everyone else.
I don't know.
Maybe it doesn't exist on here.
I don't know. I'm like, what is that?
Huh. It might not be out yet, though. I think they got a review unit.
Well, you can always do this. There's also the other thing.
The Google?
Yeah, we'll let them know exactly.
I like how you switch back to Google.
No, I just typed it into that. Oh, away from Brave.
Oh,
so,
not just that. You were using a different search engine, too, for a while.
I barely was on that search engine, actually. I was barely on DuckDuckGo. I really, like, you guys made a bigger deal of it than it really was. I was just like, I happen to still have it there.
Oh, okay.
But what's funny, Brave
mm-hmm.
browser, because Chrome is doing all sorts of wonky things blocking ads and security things, and people are like, Google is the big thing, and people are caring about their security a lot mm-hmm. more. Chrome is the fourth browser.
Like fourth popular browser?
Yes.
Is the top one Firefox right now? The
top one is still apparently has been Firefox for a little while.
Yeah, it has. I actually switched everything I own over to Firefox.
Number two is Brave.
That's surprising.
Number three.
Edge.
No.
Opera.
Yeah. No, really? Safari.
Oh, that wasn't going to be my next guess.
Yeah.
I just thought it would have been funny if it was Opera.
No, I was like, yeah, no, wait, I was wrong. Yeah, Safari. It is Safari. So Chrome has dropped.
Safari for Mac, because I don't think they make Safari for Windows anymore.
You have to ask these questions, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Enter.
Because I actually used to use Safari for Windows.
There's an Indiegogo page. That's
Indiegogo.
You can still back it. You can still get it.
How much is it?
$299.
Yeah, I think they were saying if it was $199 or $150, it'd be probably worth it. But for $300, it's not really worth it.
Well, there you go. It doesn't look like you can get it. Oh, you can. Well, no, I don't trust that link.
Yeah, go back.
I'm like, wait a second. Where did I go?
Just go to the official website for it.
The official website? Go to the Apple website. And it shows and faster than any Windows browser, too. Safari versus Windows 10 browsers.
Maybe they added it back.
And that's the thing. That's the other stuff that also Brave ends up going is that I think Brave had just... The security on it may have been just a little too good. Is why I liked it.
But
I needed a little... I think I needed to, like, tweak it so it was more useful to me. Because I was going to websites that... I couldn't log into places. In certain places. I was not happy.
Because they wanted you to use a...
Yeah. That's something else, I guess. They wanted me to use... Firefox, Chrome, or IE.
Even
or
though
Edge.
You were basically Chrome.
Yes.
Yeah. And there are extensions to make it think that you are using one of those, but why should you have to do that?
I don't see any download on this page.
Yeah, it may not exist. Because if there's not a download, it's because it's only a Mac application and it's installed by default.
Yeah. Oh, look, somebody asked a question. Old version from 2012. You can download.
Oh, geez. That's bad.
Yeah, you have not been able to get it on Windows.
Yeah, I thought they had stopped making it.
Maybe they should try to, get the number.
That is an article from 2017, though.
Yeah.
It's probably accurate, though. Or you can go to the Wikipedia page, and that might show you.
What?
Previously supported Windows. Last version, from May 9th, 2012.
Oh, well.
So now it's only on iOS and macOS. And iPadOS. Which is just iOS. Probably.
But it has a fancy word.
iPadOS.
Yes. It's Apple trying to bring all of their browsers or all their OSs together by making them named differently on their devices.
That doesn't make any sense.
I know, it doesn't. That's why I think it's actually one of the... For them trying to move everything to, the touchscreen and everything from their mobile to their main OS, it's a terrible move for them.
I don't know.
It means Microsoft actually is going to get an advantage on the mobile or on by having a browser on everything. No, Microsoft is the closest at getting that off. Google has tried, and they still have their mobile and their Chrome OS, and I think they even have a third one that is for
that's completely different from Android. Yeah,
yeah, and it's not their tablet one because Google decided to drop tablets completely,
which is an interesting move to me.
I know,
because now that only leaves really iPad. And Amazon, but
and Samsung.
Not really. Well, if they've dropped it, does that mean Samsung?
Samsung basically is like steps away from having their own OS. Like, they're almost a real Google competitor.
Yeah.
And that's not counting. That's just in the U.S. or with the stuff.
I really think they've been trying to get their own OS back again.
Yeah.
Get an OS installed.
And that's not counting Huawei or...
Oh, yeah, Huawei's doing that, too.
Well, and China has OSs that are not Chrome.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Or not Android.
That's what I meant. Yeah.
Yeah. They have stuff like that.
We've gone over.
Yeah, we've gone way over. Well, not way over, just a little over.
It's too long. We should just end it.
That is a lot of talking.
Yes. So, famous last words. I ordered a chicken and an egg on Amazon. I'll let you know.
Which one came first? All right.
It was Prime Day. Had to order them both.
Oh, Prime Day. There is no spoon? I don't know. I've said that one before. Happy holidays! Happy birthday!
Yay!